早上主向我们每一位都要发出这样的呼召。
Yes, the Lord has the same calling to each one of us here.
发出一个挑战。
A challenge from the Lord this morning.
是否你一切已完全献于祭坛
？Is your all on the altar of sacrifice?
是否你的心已归圣灵掌管
？Your heart, does the Spirit control it?
千宏弟兄刚刚的交通实在是。让我觉得非常得到激励。
And I was greatly encouraged by the word shared by our brother Joseph just now.
是的，在疾病中，在医院的里面。
Yes, while he was still in sickness, confined in a hospital bed.
他最大的盼望是能够
His greatest hope
来侍奉神。
Was to be able to serve God.
我们一起来读一下罗马书第十二章。
Let's read together Romans 12.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全。和喜悦的旨意保罗在这边以神的慈悲劝我们
And here in view of God's mercy Paul urged us
叫我们把身体献上当作活祭
That we will offer our bodies as the living sacrifices
然后他告诉我们一个理所当然的侍奉
And he said this is something reasonable
我们在上一个主日曾经交通到每一个人都该来侍奉神
Last Sunday we shared about how everyone should serve God
就是说神救赎我们是有一个目的的
Because there's a purpose why God saved us
神叫摩西多次告诉法老王
Time after time Moses told Pharaoh
容我的百姓去好侍奉我
Let my people go so they may serve me
我们每一个蒙救赎的儿女
Everyone who is redeemed by God
我们都该侍奉神
Should serve God
那在这一章的里面保罗他劝我们要把身体献上
And here Paul says offer your bodies
他这边是用神的慈悲来劝我们
He urged them in view of God's mercy
讲到奉献好像神从来不命令我们
When we talk about offering we know it's never a commitment from God
保罗在这里也不是说你们怎么样命令我们要把身体献上
And Paul did not say God command us to offer our body
他乃是说以神的慈悲劝我们
But with God's mercy he urged us
今天真的不是我们有什么好的我们来奉献给神
It is not we have something good that we can offer to God
今天我们要知道我们奉献给神是神恩待我们
And we have to know the reason why we can offer is all because God's grace
我们要很稀奇说神怎么会接受这样的奉献
We shouldn't be marvel by saying how can God accept my kind of offering
像我这样的人竟然可以把自己献上
A person like me can actually offer something to God
但是神何等的盼望能够看见我们是甘心乐意的把自己摆上
And God wants to see that we offer ourselves willingly
在诗篇43篇
In Psalms 43
他说我就走到神的祭坛
This guy says then I will go to the altar of God
到我最喜乐的神那里
To God my joy and my delight
神啊我的神
Oh God my God
我要弹琴称赞你
I will praise you with the harp
这边有一个祭坛的子民
Here you see this is a person of altar
他是那么的甘心乐意
He was willing and he was happy to do it
走到神的祭坛
What did he do? To go to the altar of God
我就走到神的祭坛到我最喜乐的神那里神啊我的神我要弹琴称赞你神啊我的神我要弹琴称赞你是的祭坛是一个献杀身献祭的地方
Yes, altar is a place place you kill animals or beasts.
许多人一想到祭坛，恐怕觉得那里是非常的可怕。
So many people when they think about altar, they feel that's a fearful place.
但是这边有一个人，他说我就走到神的祭坛。
But now you have this man who will willingly walk to the altar of God.
他知道说到我最喜乐的神那里。
He said, I will go to my God, who is my joy and my delight.
弟兄姊妹，今天神要我们把自己献上。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when God urges to offer ourselves to Him,
保罗以神的慈悲劝我们。
Paul urged us with the mercy of God to do so.
他实在是认识这是一条蒙福的道路。
It's all because this is a blessed way.
他实在认识到说这是神向我们一个极大的恩典。
Paul realized this is the way of God's grace.
今天我们成为一个自愿祭坛的子民。
If we become a person who willingly offer ourselves.
在今天也没有一个人是被勉强来把自己献上。
No one is forced to come to God and offer himself.
没有一个人是被勉强被放在祭坛上面。
And nobody is compelled to be offered onto the altar.
实在是因为主的爱激励了我们。
It's all because we are compelled by the love of God.
我们知道说这位神是这样的爱我们这些人。
Because we know how God has loved us.
他是我们最喜乐的神。
And he's my joy, my delight.
今天我们盼望能够遇见神。
And we want to meet with him.
但是第一个我们到哪里去遇见他呢？
But where can we find God?
这边诗人他说我就走到神的祭坛。
And for this man says, I walk to the altar of God.
真的是到我最喜乐的神那里。
I go to God, my joy and my delight.
主耶稣来到地上。
When Jesus came on earth,
他的生命叫做钉十字架的生命。
He had this life which is called the crucified life.
他好像一直是活在祭坛上面。
He was a man who constantly living in condition as he's being on the altar.
今天我们要去寻找我们的主。
If we want to look for God,
我们不能在别的地方找到他。
You want to look for the Lord, you cannot find him elsewhere.
我们必须来到祭坛的这里。
But at the altar,
我们在这里来到我们最喜乐的神。这边
we come to God, our joy and our delight.
在来到我们主的面前
we find our Lord here.
然后我们的心里面充满了感谢和赞美
and our hearts be filled with praises and thanksgiving.
神啊，我的神，我要弹琴来称赞你。
We will say, Oh God, my God, I will praise you with the heart.
我们说我们是蒙恩的
because I know I am blessed.
我们是蒙爱的子民
I am loved by Him.
我们今天可以来到祭坛这里
I am now qualified to come to the altar of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道今天我们能够来到神的祭坛。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to understand the very reason why we can even come to the altar of God.
因为有一个更美的祭物已经为我们献上。
It's all because a better sacrifice has been offered up for us.
在旧约的里面有千千万万的牛羊。
And in the time of Old Testament, many bulls and many oxen and many sheep.
那不过是一个预表。
They were killed and they were nothing but a type.
更美的祭物已经来到。
But a more beautiful sacrifice had come.
今天神看见祭坛上的祭物就是耶稣基督。
Therefore, when God looks down on the altar, what he sees is the Jesus Christ, the more beautiful sacrifice.
神一看见就喜悦了。
And when God sees him, God's heart is delighted.
今天我们在主的里面把我们自己能够献上。
That's why we can offer ourselves through Jesus Christ.
我们在主的里面，我们也能蒙神的悦纳。
We can be accepted by God in Jesus Christ.
但是神从来不勉强我们。
But God never compelled us.
他要我们成为一个自愿甘心的祭物来献上。
He wants us to offer willingly.
他说将身体献上当作活祭。
Paul says to offer your body as living sacrifice.
那这个奉献好像是从所有主以外的人事物被分别出来。
And to offer ourselves is like to be separate from everything else in this world.
那单单的来侍奉神。
To offer ourselves to serve God alone.
那这个祭物你不可能说只奉献一部分的。
And you cannot offer partial sacrifice.
这样的祭物要奉献就是完全的奉献。
Once we decide to offer, we have to offer completely.
所以我们不是只是好像能够说，哎，我也有一点爱主。
Therefore, let's just not say, oh, I love the Lord a little bit.
我只愿意摆上一点点。
So let me offer a little bit.
很多的时候，好像我们想要奉献一部分，但是呢，保罗在这里告诉我们，必须将身体献上。
Many times we may think, let me offer just a little bit partial of what I have. But Paul says to offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
在旧约献祭的时候，他不能说把这条牛的这个腿砍下来，就光是奉献一条腿上去。
Old Testament, you cannot just slew the take apart the oxen and just offer one leg of the oxen.
神要我们的奉献乃是完全的奉献。
Because what God desires to receive is a complete offering.
有一个故事讲到说，有一只鸡和一个猪，他们走在街上。
And there was this chicken and a pig walking on the street.
那他们看见旁边有一个贴了一个公告。
They saw this sign on the side.
他们讲到说，盼望能够预备一个早餐，特别为着许多的穷人。
The posting talk about let's offer food breakfast for those poor people in town.
那这个鸡他就建议了。
So the chicken made a suggestion to the pig.
让我们来提供准备一个火腿蛋的早餐。
She said, how about let's offer breakfast such as egg and ham?
那这只猪呢？他听见了，他说慢一点，慢一点。
Wait a minute.
那对你来讲呢？
To you,
提供这个蛋呢，它叫做 contribution 啊，就是你有一点贡献。
The breakfast of ham and egg to you is just a contribution from your part.
但是我来提供这个 ham 呢，是叫做 commitment，
but for
是完全的摆上。
The ham is a complete commitment.
所以这两个是完全不一样的。
They're totally different.
那今天神要我们的是 commitment， 是完全的摆
上。What God desires from us is a commitment.
所以他告诉我们说，将身体献上。
So Paul says to offer your body as a living sacrifice.
那是讲到我们的完全的身体。
It refers to a complete offering of your
body. 完全的摆在祭坛上面。
A complete offering to God.
那当作一个活的祭物。
As a living sacrifice.
这个祭物一面它必须经过宰杀的。
And on one hand, the sacrifice has to be killed.
它必须经过十字架。
Has to go through the work of the cross.
但是另外一面呢，它又是一个活的祭物。
On the other hand, it still remains living.
也就是说，现在活着的不再是我来活。
Which means it's no longer I that live.
乃是基督在我里面活。
But Christ who lives in me.
那这个祭物才叫做活的祭物。
And then you can call this offering a living offering.
我想今天我们所遇到的一个极大的挑战。
And I think the greatest challenge we encounter nowadays.
就是我们能不能够把我们自己那么绝对那么完全的摆在祭坛的上面。
It's whether we can completely and willingly and absolutely offer ourselves on his altar.
多少时候就是因为我们也爱主，我也愿意摆上。
Many times because of our love for the Lord, we are willing to offer ourselves.
那但是若是不能把身体献上。
But if we cannot offer our bodies.
我们发现说这条路怎么这么难走。
And then we discover it is a pretty rough way to follow the Lord.
跟随主的道路实在是非常的困难。
It is so difficult to follow the Lord.
多少时候我们好像成为一个上吊的基督徒。
And many times we are like a Christian going going in the middle of the air.
好像上去也上不去。
It's like you cannot go to the above realm.
但是真的要下来，好像里面也过不去。
But if you land on the earth, you feel very uncomfortable either.
就是被吊在空中。
You're in the middle of nowhere.
神告诉我们很清楚，这条道路必须是把身体献上。
And the Lord tells us very clearly to offer yourselves.
一旦我们真正把身体献上
，Once we offer our bodies，
我们经历到这是一条蒙福的道路。
Then we'll experience what a blessed way it is.
啊，充满了主的恩典。
It's filled with the grace of the Lord.
充满了主的怜悯。
The mercy of the Lord.
第三节刚刚我们唱的，但我永不能知爱如何奇妙深厚。
And the song we sang earlier says, I will never know the wonder and the depth of this love.
所以曾不断祷告并寻求。
Even though I fervently prayed and seek his face.
最后他讲到说，直到我心灵完全归主掌管。
Until I completely submit myself to allow him to control.
并将一切献于祭坛。
And lay everything on the altar.
我想这边告诉我们一个非常宝贵的秘诀。
Therefore, there's a secret here.
好像我们多少时候也在寻求。
Many times we do seek his face.
我们也在盼望能够认识神奇妙深厚的爱。
And we want to experience and understand his great love.
我们也祷告。
We pray all the time.
但是好像总是不知那么清楚。
But it's never clear to us.
这边告诉我们，除非我们把一切完全献于祭坛。
Until our all on the altar is laid.
我想这首 诗歌的诗人，他也实在是认识这条道路。
And I think the man who wrote the song really understood.
也实在是认识神的心意。
And he really understood the heart of God.
所以保罗劝我们。
Therefore, Paul urged us.
他知道今天神要我们把身体献上。
He knew the Lord wanted us to offer our bodies.
叫我们完全为主来活着。
To live for the Lord alone.
我们知道在飞机场一些大的飞机要起飞的这个过程。
You know, when those big size airplanes about to take off.
它开始加速一直往前。
First it was speed up.
但是呢有一个地方这些开飞机的他们知道。
And there is a particular point on the runway all the pilots know.
过了这个点以后你没有其他的选择了。
Once you pass that certain point, you have no other choice.
你只能把它飞起来。
But pull up the plane.
所以过了这个点你要再犹豫想要再下来可能产生的是极大的灾难。
And once you pass that particular point, you cannot think of even landing again.
今天这个飞机在往前飞。
Therefore, when the airplane goes forward,
使得速度越来越快。
The speed increases.
那过了这一个点。
Once you pass through a certain point on the runway,
你没有任何其他的选择了。
You will have no choice.
你只能让它飞起来。
But to take off.
但是今天有多少时候我们在教会的里面
But many times when we are in the church,
也许我们引擎在那里不断的发动
and you feel the engine is on,
但是我们开始走的速度不是那么的快
but our speed wasn't fast enough,
也许我们讨论了很多
maybe there was a lot of discussion,
也想了很多
and you, you thought a lot,
但是在今天神给我们一个挑战
but the Lord has a challenge for us,
好像我们已经走到了这个点上
it's like we've been running to a certain point,
弟兄姊妹我们要看见
We need to see.
我们没有其他的选择了
There really is no other choice.
我们只能让它起飞
But to take off.
我们只有一条路把自己献在祭坛上面
We have no other choice but to offer ourselves on his altar.
今天如果我们还在犹豫
If we still hesitate.
还在跟这个世界没有办法分得那么清楚
We still mingle with this world.
弟兄姊妹这条路变得非常的困难
Then it will be a very difficult flight for us.
这条路也是非常的危险
It's also very dangerous for us.
那个飞机到了这个点上我们必须要飞起来
Once we come to that point, we have to take off.
也许我们做基督徒也做了一段时间
Maybe I've been a Christian for a while.
是不是我们走到今天
Have we come to a point?
啊，我们跟主说我们也来到了这个点上
That we can tell the Lord,You know, Jesus, I've reached the same point.
我们必须要起来。
I have to take off.
我们必须把自己献在祭坛的上面。
I have to offer myself on your altar.
因为在祭坛上面不是一部分的奉献。
Because we do not offer partially.
它必须是完全的奉献。
It has to be a complete offering.
这是一个完全的 commitment.
It is a commitment. It's a complete.
很多的时候神的家所需要的
Many times in the house of God what we really need
还不是部分的所谓的 contribution 一点点的贡献
Not just partial contribution
神家所需要的是完全的摆上
But a full commitment
这是祭坛的生活
And that is the living on the altar
我们知道千山的牛万山的羊都是神的
We know the whole world belongs to the Lord
神并不需要这些外面的东西
And God really doesn't need these outward things
神并不需要我们摆上一点的帮忙
He doesn't need our help either.
但是神把一个蒙福的路让我们看见。
However, he has instructed a way of blessing.
要我们把自己献上当作活祭。
That is, we can actually offer ourselves as the living sacrifice.
那这样的一个祭物真的是有那个馨香的气能够达到神面前。
And with a sacrifice like that, a fragrant aroma will ascend to the presence of God.
这样的祭物能够在耶稣基督的里面一同被献上。
And this sacrifice can be offered up together through Jesus Christ.
让我们的神得着满足。
And that will please our God's heart.
那下面也告诉我们说，今天我们走这条道路。
And it also tells us when we walk on this way.
从祭坛开始。
It all starts from the altar.
在祭坛的这边，真的是我们来到神的面前。
When we come to the altar, we have come to God.
是我们最喜乐的神这里。
The God of our joy and delight.
然后我们的生命会被改变。
And this is where our life will be changed.
我们整个的生活会被改变
Our living will be changed.
那这是蒙福的道路
And that is the blessed way.
他告诉我们说
He tells us here
将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的。
When we offer our bodies living sacrifices, it is holy.
是神所喜悦的。
And pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
And this is your spiritual act of worship.
那这边告诉我们这个侍奉。
And this kind of worship.
那这个侍奉这个字也有敬拜的意思。
It's also this kind of worship.
我们一起来读一下希伯来书第九章第一节。
Let's read on Hebrew 9:1.
原来前约有礼拜的条例和属世界的圣幕。那这边的礼拜也就是这边服事同一个字。
Here's the word worship is same way of service.
在那里有一个预表的帐幕。
And there was this sanctuary which is the type.
它头一层叫做圣所。
And the outer part is called the holy place.
那里面呢有灯台桌子还有陈设饼。
And there's a golden lamp and there's table and also the showbread.
那第二层还有一个帐幕。
And there's a second part to the sanctuary.
那在这个幕里面呢叫做至圣所。
And that is called the holy of holies.
他说有金香炉有包金的约柜。
And there's the ark which is wrapped in gold.
那在这一切呢它是一个预表。
And all these things are nothing but symbols.
我们知道这所有所代表的意义也是说到我们的主耶稣基督。
They symbolize Jesus Christ from various aspects.
我们一起来读一下第六节。
Let's read on chapter 9 verse 6.
这些物件既如此预备齐了，众祭司就常进头一层帐幕行拜神的礼。这个拜神的礼也就是同一个字，也就是这边讲的侍奉。
Here it says to carry on their ministry that also refers to the word service or the word worship.
我们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Like Paul says, this is our spiritual act of worship.
那这个侍奉说到我们在灵里面向着我们神的敬拜。
And that worship, that service is like how we worship the Lord in our spirit.
在圣所的当中
In the holy place.
是的有金灯台
Yes, there's a golden lamp.
耶稣基督他就是这个生命的光
And that speaks of how Jesus is the light of the world.
有陈设饼
And there's showbread.
主是生命的粮
And that talks about Jesus is the bread of life.
今天所有的侍奉
And all the services we do.
祭司所做的还不是一些外面的这些事物而已
Things that the priests have to do are not just outwardly.
他们乃是在那里要在敬拜神
ButBut they are there to worship God by doing all those things.
在第七节，其实他讲到第二层的帐幕，大祭司一年一次，他独自进去。
In second verse, it says how the high priest will enter into the holy of holies once a year.
他说没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上。
And there's not a time he did not enter through with the blood to cover for him and his people.
今天我们来侍奉我们的永生神。
Therefore, when we come to serve this living God,
主带我们来到一个更高的境界。
And the Lord wants us to reach a higher ground.
今天我们乃是坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前。
So that we can come with confidence to the mercy seat.
到至圣所的道路已经为我们开通了。
For the way into the Holy of Holy has been opened for us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我们看见旧约的这些祭司
When we look at the priests in the time of the Old Testament,
他们是何等的小心，何等的敬虔，在那里服侍。
See how reverent and how careful they were when they served God.
但是今天比起神给我们的身份地位
，But compared to the position we have got from God today,
实在那是不能相比的。
They are just so different from us.
我们来读一下第十四节。
Let's read on verse 14.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心除去你们的死刑使你们侍奉那永生神吗使你们侍奉那永生神吗
So that we may serve the living God
那这个侍奉也是同一个字
And the word serve here is the same word.
它是一个动词。
It is a verb.
今天我们能够侍奉永生神。
And the reason why we can actually serve the living God today.
不再是靠着 牛羊的血。
It's not because the blood of the other lamb or any bull.
乃是基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵的献给了神。
But the blood of Christ, who has through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God.
所以我们今天能够侍奉神。
That's why we can now serve God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我想我们今天得着一个侍奉神的权利。
We have now received the right to serve God.
我们要觉得非常的宝贵。
And we have to change.That.
竟然我可以来到神的面前。
And even I can now come to God and serve.
哦，旧约的里面多少神的百姓。
And in the time of Old Testament, how there are so many children of God.
但是只有利未支派，他们可以来做一些服事的工作。
But only people belong to the Levites can serve God.
但是利未支派中呢，又只有祭司亚伦的后代，他们能够。来侍奉神。
Among all the Levites, only Aaron and his descendants were able to serve God.
那这么多祭司的里面呢，只有大祭司能够来到至圣所。
And among all these priests, only high priests can come to the sanctuary.
一年有365天，他不是随时都可以来到至圣所。
And there are 365 days, the high priest can only enter into the Holy of Holies once a year.
他说，大祭司。一年一次独自进入。
Once a year, the high priest entered alone.
所以我们想说，旧约他们都在那里侍奉神。
Think about it. We thought people were serving God in the time of all Old Testament.
但是实在来讲，是我们在新约子民，我们得着的福分，我们是真实能够来到神面前来侍奉。
But truthfully speaking, only people in the New Testament really have the right to serve God.
不止我们像利未人一样，可以做许多属神的事情。
Not only we can do many things that's of God.
不止我们可以像祭司一样来到圣所的里面，来真的是做许多的侍奉。
We can come to the sanctuary and serve just like those priests.
像讲到行拜神的礼。
And we can offer worship.
我们是可以来到至圣所里面。
Not only that, we can actually enter into the Holy of Holies.
不是一年一次。
Not just once a year.
我们乃是随时随地，我们都可以来到至圣所。
But any moment, we can enter into the Holy of Holies.
那个幔子已经为我们裂开了。
But a veil has been opened for us.
这个幔子就是耶稣基督的身体。
And this veil was nothing but the body of Jesus Christ.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
He has opened for us a new and living way.
我们来到至圣所的里面。
Therefore, we can come into the Holy of Holies.
我们来敬拜我们的神。
Worship our God there.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到一个最真实的侍奉。
And brothers and sisters, that is the true meaning of service.
在希伯来书这一段的里面，特别让我们看见旧约的预表。
And in the passage recorded in chapter 9 of Hebrews, that let us see.All those things in the Old Testament were nothing but types.
在当时候有许多属肉体的条例。
There were so many regulations for worship at that time.
但是今天要我们能够看见一件事情。
But we have to be able to see something now.
我们在新约的里面。
That we are now in the time of the New Testament.
神儿女蒙的福是这么的大。
We have received a much greater blessing.
神叫我们的眼目从许多外面的事物来转向神的自己。
And therefore God is turning our eyes from our thing to God himself.
神要我们从许多能摸能看这些规条的服事的里面来转向一个真实灵里的敬拜。
And he wants to turn us from those visible outward service to what's real and true and invisible inside.
那这也就是保罗在罗马书第十二章里面所告诉我们的侍奉。
And that is the kind of service that Paul tried to urge us to do in chapter 12 of Romans.
要有这样的侍奉，我们必须先把自己献在坛上。
In order to serve God the right way, we have to must.Offer ourselves on his altar.
必须是活祭才能有这样真实灵里的敬拜。
Only living sacrifices can offer the true spiritual act of worship.
的确，我们一讲到侍奉，我们就会想到好像有很多事情要做。
Every time we thought about the word service, we thought we have to do things.
旧约的里面这些利未人、祭司，他们也是相当的忙碌的。
Yes, Levites and priests in the Old Testament.Old Testament time, they were very busy.
除了杀牛宰羊，他们还有很多事情要做的。
Other than just kill those oxen or sheep, they have so many other things to do.
你想一个起行，一个安营，他们有好多的事情。
Just to set out from the camp or to settle down for the camp, they have so many things to do.
的确，神的家有很多的事。
Yes, there are many things in the house of God.
需要神的儿女都起来服侍。
That require every child of God to come and do it together.
但是我们先要知道，真实的侍奉乃是在灵里面的一个敬拜。
But we must know clearly first.The true service has to be a spiritual act of worship.
希伯来书真的是告诉我们，这个在灵里面的敬拜不是这些外面的事物。
And when we offer spiritual service, it's not talking about things outwardly.
今天我们是来到我们神的面前。
But know that we have to come to God first.
我们知道说，因为我们的主也已经一次把他自己献上。
Because we know once and for all, Jesus has offered himself for us.
无瑕无疵的献给神。
He offered himself unblemished to God.
今天我们能够来到神的面前。
And so we can come to God.Today, Jesus enables us to serve this living God.
他说这样的服事是叫做理所当然的。
And Paul referred to this kind of service as something that's acceptable and reasonable.
那这个 reasonable 呢，也就是 logical， 也就是一个最合逻辑的。
It's not only reasonable, but also logical for us to serve.
所以我们就应当是这样子来侍奉神。
Which means we should serve God in this manner.
他下面告诉我们说，不要效法这个世界。
And he said, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world.
只要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of the mind.
那这个效法这个世界和心意更新而变化 是不同的。
And these are totally two different things about conform to the pattern of the world versus be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
效法这个世界呢，好像是学习许多外面的事情。
To conform to the pattern of this world means to imitate, to follow things that's outwardly.
那英文有个讲叫做 fashion 的。
And there's a word in English that's fashion.
今天我们看见世界上的人好像跟随时代的潮流。
And just like the people in this world follow the fashion, the trend of this world.
以前我听一个弟兄他讲说，你看看世界上那个领带，从窄的变宽的，宽的然后又变窄的。
And a brother shared with me, you know, did you notice the width of our tie? It changed from the wide one to the narrow one, and then again the wide again.
那许多人就是要跟随这个世界的潮流。
And they're just people who follow the trend like that.
那个裤子也是的。
Same way with our pants.
有的时候是很窄的。
Sometimes it's very tight.
那过有一阵子变得很宽的。
And they expand after a while.
我们年轻的时候穿什么喇叭裤都是很宽的。
And we have those bell-bottom shape of pants when we were young.
那过了一阵子它可能又变窄了。
And after a while it became pencil straight.
我想今天特别是年轻人。
And especially young people nowadays.
他们受这个世界许多的影响。
They're affected by the trend.Of this world easily.
不只是在服装方面
Not only just in the way they dress.
这个世界有多少把人好像塑成了一个外面的形象
This world, this culture of this world has a tendency to mold us into a certain type.
好像人就是跟着这个来走
And it's easy for us to follow that type.
今天在教会常常也是一样的
Same way happened in the church.
有的时候是一窝蜂的流行
And you see people doing thingsat the same time.
并不是说有些做的都是不好的。
I'm not saying people are doing the wrong thing in the church.
我记得有一阵子他们这个什么叫 G3 的训练，哇，一窝蜂的。
And for a while there was this trend about to receive the training of G3.
有的时候是一对一的，有的时候是 G8， 有的时候又变成 G8， 就是说这个十二个人一组的这种小组。
Sometimes they say let's do G8 training, which means to form groups of 12.
那反正就是说。一下子变成一个流行的方式。
It's like it's a trend going around in God's church.
那到处都在训练。
And in almost every church you find training classes about.
也许过了一阵子又换了一个方式。
And after a while they have other things to learn.
弟兄姊妹，今天神要我们所有的乃是心意更新而变化。
But what God really requires us is to transform.By the renewing of our mind.
叫我们那么直接的来到神的宝座。
Which is to come directly to the God.
我们求主让我们脱离一切属世界的。
And we pray the Lord will just let us be away from the things of this world.
一切属人的。
Anything that's of man.
叫我们不要效法这个世界。
That is, do not follow or imitate the pattern of this world.
神要的不是这些外面的形式。
Because God doesn't care about our outward form.
他要我们心意更新而 变化。
But he wants to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
那这个 transform 是讲到我们里面的改变。
That transform speaks of something occurs internally.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
我们讲到说，神救赎我们有一个目的。
We all know there's a purpose why God redeemed us.
那这个目的是什么？
And what is that purpose?
要我们来侍奉神。
Which is to serve Him.
那今天我们在这里看见侍奉神的道路是怎么样的？
And what is the way of serving God?
不是一讲到侍奉，我们就想到，哎，神的家有什么事可以做，我来做一点事情。
Don't think about just doing things in the house of God when you think about service.
今天乃是说，先把自己献上。
But first, let's offer ourselves.
当作活祭。
As the living sacrifices.
那只有这样的一个侍奉叫做理所当然的侍奉。
Only a service like that is reasonable to God.
这是一个真实的敬拜。
And that is a true spiritual worship.
这里也告诉我们一个侍奉真实的意义。
And here it tells us the true meaning of service.
另外，我们要认识到说，我们侍奉神真实的侍奉到底它的目的是什么？
And also we need to know why we have to serve God.
感谢主，告诉我们说是更新而变化。
We thank God for it tells us in the Bible that the reason why we want to serve God so that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
好像我们忽然间明白了。
So like suddenly we realize.
好像不是我们在为神做什么事情。
It is not we who can do things for God.
今天我们服侍神，是神在这里改变我们。
When we serve God, actually that is the chance where God can change us.
是神在这里制作我们。
It is God who is working on us.
真实来讲，是神在这里服侍我们。
Truthfully speaking, it is God who serves us, then we serve Him.
主耶稣告诉我们，他来到世界上。
Jesus came into the world.
他不是要受人的服侍。
He said, "I'm not here to be served."
乃是要服侍人。
But to serve.
主耶稣要服侍人。
Jesus wants to serve people.
弟兄姊妹，今天主耶稣要来服侍我们。
And brother and sister, same way, Jesus wants to serve us.
他要我们得着那上好的。
He wants us to receive what's the best.
主要来服侍我们。
And Jesus wants to serve us.
那需要我们先把自己献上当作活祭。
In order for that to happen, we must have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
让他能够来服侍我们。
So that he can serve us.
让他来改变我们。
So that he can transform us.
神所要得着的不是外面的。
What God desires to obtain is not things that's outwardly.
他要我们心意更新而变化。
But he wants to be transformed through the renewing of our mind.
真的叫我们以耶稣基督的心思为心思。
So that we'll have the mind and heart of Jesus Christ.
要主耶稣基督的生命性情从我们里面能够彰显出来。
So the life and the nature of the life of Jesus Christ can be seen through us.
所以在我的办公室里面，我挂了一个这个座右铭。
Therefore, I have this little sign, a little posting on my, in my office.
尼弟兄所说的。
It's said by our dear watchman Nee.
神看重我们所示的。
What God emphasizes is.Who we are,
过于我们所做的。
More than what we have done.
他说算得数的侍奉总是生命的活出。
And the service that counts has been the manifestation of life.
我想我们的弟兄实在是认识神的心意。
And I think our dear brother truly knows what God wants.
保罗在这边实在也是告诉我们同样的一件事情。
And Paul also tells us the same thing.
今天我们乐意来侍奉我们的神。
When we come willingly to serve our God.
但是我们愿意把自己交在主的手里面。
We must first be willing to offer ourselves in His hands.
让他先来服侍我们。
To allow Him to serve us.
让他来改变我们。
To transform us.
哦，叫我们的心意更新而变化。
So that our mind can be changed and renewed.
我们就会查验何为神的善良、纯全。可喜悦的旨意。
Then we will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
好像我们能够跟神连接在一起。
Like finally we're able to be connected with Him.
从永远到永远，他是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, He is God.
我们的神，他有一个计划。
And He has this perfect plan.
今天在时间的里面。
And when we live in time,
神拯救了我们。
God has saved us.
今天在时间的里面
And in the confinement of time,
神需要我们甘心乐意的把自己献上
God wants us to offer ourselves to Him willingly
然后在时间的里面
And while we're living in a confinement of time,
神来制作我们,
God wants to work upon us,
来改变我们,
and change us.
神来建造他的教会,
because he is building up his church.
这是神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意,
and that is his good, pleasing and perfect will.
我们实在是盼望今天早间主向我们的心来说话,
and we really pray the Lord has spoken to our heart this morning.
盼望今天早间我们都能够 take off.
Hopefully we all can take off this morning.
我们知道我们没有别的选择。
Because we know we have no other choice.
我们只有把自己献在主的面前。
But to offer ourselves to him.
这是最蒙福的地点。
And that is the most blessed place.
我们就来到神的面前，来到我们最喜乐的神面前。
Let's go to the altar of God, our God, our joy and delight.
这个地点乃是来到神的祭坛。
And that is the altar of God.
我们再来唱诗歌309首
Let's sing again 309
一切献于祭坛
All on the altar